the importance of traditional culture. With the rapid onset of globalisation, there is a danger of standardisation where you would find businesses like Starbucks and McDonald's everywhere replacing local companies and customs. I believe that while people generally, and specifically young people, welcome the new, there is great importance in preserving and promoting traditional culture. First, traditional Chinese culture, such as martial arts, Peking opera, Chinese calligraphy, tea culture, etc., have long been the common heritage of the Chinese people and have contributed towards a sense of national unity and pride. With the entry of China into the WTO and its emergence as a strong economic and trading force, there has been a growing worldwide interest in China's history and culture. To meet this need, the government has set up over 100 Confucius Institutes abroad to showcase China's cultural heritage. Second, the government has recognised the importance of traditional Chinese festivals by shortening the May holidays and reintroducing ancient festivals such as Tomb Sweeping Day and Dragon Boat Festival. These holidays help to remind people of a need to respect one's ancestors and to remember great heroes of the past. In conclusion, the development of Confucius Institutes abroad and the promotion of traditional Chinese festivals at home have emphasized the growing importance of traditional Chinese culture and its relevance today.